It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the show, we'll look at a new report that finds that about 1 in 5 American soldiers had a mental illness before enlisting in the Army, and that's got some calling on the Army to take a closer look at their screening process for new recruits.
First, we're talking about celebrity activism. Last week, comedian Seth Rogen testified in front of a Senate Appropriations panel in favor of more funding for Alzheimer's research. His mother-in-law has the disease. His testimony was a little bit of everything, starting out with funny.
I came here today for a few reasons. One, I'm a huge House of Cards fan. Just marathon the whole thing, had to be here.
And the audience, the actor did make his audience laugh clearly, but his story was also poignant and personal.
The third reason I'm here simply is to show people that they're not alone. So few people share their personal stories. So few people have something to relate to. I know that if me and my wife saw someone like me talking about this, it would probably make us feel a little less alone.
Also last week, actor Ben Affleck testified in front of the Senate's Committee on Foreign Relations about the violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He's the founder of the Eastern Congo Initiative, a nonprofit advocacy group trying to improve the region.
Celebrities in Congress make headlines, but does it really matter when celebrities support causes? How persuasive are they when they give official testimony? Here to talk about celebrity activism with us is Daryl West. He's Vice President and Director of Governance Studies at the Brookings Institution and co-author of Celebrity Politics. Daryl, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Well, we've got George Clooney taking interest in Darfur, Madonna and Oprah fighting for girls' education in Africa, Mark Ruffalo coming out against fracking. The list just keeps going on and getting longer. Why are there so many celebrity activists?
Celebrities love to get involved in these types of causes because it's a way to draw attention, and the media are very interested when these people testify, as evidenced by Seth Rogen's testimony. There were lots of news stories that came out about this, so it's really a great way for them to draw attention to a cause they care about.
So the way you describe it there, it sounds as though they are in it for the right reasons. They're not in there as a PR stunt. They're in there because they want to change something.
They generally do want to change things. Bono, for example, has spoken out about the African debt crisis and the need to address that. Michael J. Fox, of course, has been very visible on the MS issue and the need to do more funding of that disease. So a lot of times people have a personal connection. In Rogen's case, his mother-in-law was suffering from Alzheimer's, and so that motivates their involvement on that particular issue.
How big a difference do celebrities make when they become activists?
They certainly are very good at drawing attention to a cause. Whenever they appear on Capitol Hill to testify, it's standing room only. There are lots of news stories that come out. They're very good at fundraising for particular causes. So when you put their name on a fundraiser, organizations are able to raise a lot more money than they would if they employed a non-celebrity. Whether they actually change minds or change votes in Congress is hard to discern. We have seen certain cases where there was additional funding for various diseases that came about as a result of testimony. But in many cases, you know, it's hard to chart an exact impact that comes out of these kinds of testimonies.
So obviously it's good news if a celebrity signs on to a particular cause. It's good news for that cause. But what about the causes that don't get championed by a celebrity? Is that the dark side, that if you don't have a celebrity attached, you wither on the vine?
Oftentimes, if you don't have a celebrity, your organization is going to wither on the vine. It's hard to get media attention. It's hard to raise money. It's hard to generate a lot of public interest in that particular cause. But the good news is there have been a number of celebrities that have come out, and so there are lots of different causes that now are getting more attention than used to be the case. So that's been a plus for those particular causes.
Does it say anything in particular about our culture that we need a celebrity to be holding the banner to get people to pay attention?
It says a lot about our contemporary culture. We have, after all, become a celebrity culture. When you look at the types of stories that attract a lot of attention, when you look at Twitter and Facebook and who drives traffic and who's able to develop huge followings. It's the rich and famous. Those are the people who drive celebrity news coverage. And so we shouldn't be surprised, given that fact, that it spills over into the political arena and the world of governance, that becomes the next territory for celebrities to engage. And we're seeing a lot of that in recent years.
Seth Rogen, we heard a couple of clips from his testimony on Alzheimer's when we began the segment here, and he was funny, and there were a lot of people there. His audience was engaged, but there were only two senators there, and you sort of wonder if we keep relying on celebrities to draw people to the cause, whether we could also get desensitized to celebrities, and then some of these causes, which are important and have life and death sometimes hanging in the balance, whether they could suffer as a result.
Well, if there were two senators there, sometimes that's twice as many as typically is the case at a Senate hearing. Many Senate hearings don't attract a lot of participation from senators because they serve on multiple committees. Oftentimes, there are different hearings taking place at the same time, so that's not very unusual. If the senator's staffs are there, it still provides a vehicle for the celebrity to have impact because the staff does a lot of the work of Congress. They help to write the bills. They are kind of the eyes and ears for the senator. So the celebrity can still have impact in that kind of situation.
Do you have a sense of how seriously politicians take these celebrities who testify in front of them?
I think it varies enormously depending on the senator, on the celebrity. It has to be a celebrity who is not just a big name, but someone who has studied up on the issue and really developed some expertise. If it's a celebrity who just speaks out on an issue, but that person doesn't really know very much, then that person is going to have no impact and it's not going to be taken seriously. And there certainly are examples like that. But most of the celebrities that you mentioned here, George Clooney, Ben Affleck, these are people who've taken the time to study on their particular issue. Clooney, for example, has traveled to Darfur on any number of occasions. So he has visited the region. He's talked with the experts there. He's seen firsthand what some of the issues are. And so I think when someone puts in that kind of time and effort, that gives them a credibility that goes beyond their name.
Well, I was going to say Angelina Jolie. It seems like she's the gold standard when it comes to celebrity activists. She seems to be held in extremely high regard. What is she doing right and what is she doing differently than other celebrity activists who don't quite rise to her level?
Well, she's an example of someone who has put the time and effort in. She has had many visits to Africa. She has spoken out a lot on that issue, but she has really developed a lot of knowledge and expertise on that particular issue. And so when she speaks out on the issue, it attracts a lot of attention and people take it seriously because people understand that she has put a lot of effort into that. And so for other celebrities who want to emulate that model, that's what they have to do. You know, it's not just a matter of showing up in Washington and speaking out at a hearing. They have to really study that issue and know what they're talking about. Otherwise, nobody's going to take them seriously.
Do you worry at all about causes that are in the market for a celebrity champion? They want Angelina Jolie. Instead, they get somebody from Jersey Shore. And as a result, they suffer.
There is a marketplace for celebrities. There are trade associations of celebrities that basically match celebrities with political causes. And so obviously there are the A-list, the B-list, and the C-list celebrities, and everybody wants the A-list of people because that's where you can raise the money and that's where you can generate the most media coverage. You know, there are very few people at that level. So most causes have to make do if they're interested in having a celebrity spokesperson with someone down that list a little bit.
All right, Daryl, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Daryl West. He's vice president and director of governance studies at the Brookings Institution and co-author of Celebrity Politics. He was with us to talk about celebrity activism.